kasabi, buga sabi kasata kaha, ranka sanda bahaka sanda, rika sende bahoko sa, vugashira bakaha, manda bakahi kasere, renge sere bakoho, ravu gazire boho, I kasanda baha, zadibo kasere, anything you have not seen in your life is working on it. God is working on your case. God is working on your case. God is working on your case. Rikasu makusara bahakasi yarabaka hukasanda rekese debho rikasanda baha. I am still there for you. Rikasanda baha rekese debho. So God knows your name. He knows where you are going. He knows where you are coming from. He is the one holding you. He is the one being there for you. Erese debho. He is the one protecting you. He's the one surviving you. He's the reason for your existence. He's the reason you did not close your eyes yesterday. He's the reason why your nerves are working. He's the reason for your organs. He's the reason for your life. Mande baho, jarike sarabaha, rigezada baha, rigezada baha, rigezada baha, rakisada baha, maro bakoshede, jide bahosa. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. I'm alive to see this new week. I did not end with yesterday. I'm alive today. I am not ending with tomorrow. My life will not go down until I fulfill my purpose. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Begin to appreciate his name. If not for anything, for your breath, for your life, for the hope, for the promises, for the love. Jida baha setebaho. Regezende baho. Zanda baha shidebo. Some people's legs have been hanging in the hospital for 6 months. They are lying down for 6 months. He's the reason you are alive. Thank you, Jesus. Maraba kasete. Reke sende bosanda. Jide bosoto saribo. La sanda bahasa. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we bless your name. Lord, we celebrate you this evening. We thank you because you are faithful. We thank you because you are the reason every organ of our body is working. You are the reason our heart is beating 24/7. You are the reason it has not stopped. You are the reason that every blood is flowing well. You are the reason we don't have clotting in our system. You are the reason we don't have cancer. You are the reason we don't have HIV. You are the reason we don't have kidney problems. God, you are the reason. You are the reason I woke up this morning. You are the reason I'm living. You are the reason I have tomorrow. You are the reason I have yesterday. Lord, you are the reason. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. We bless your name. We give you, Lord, the glory. We thank you for where we are going. We thank you for where we are coming from. We thank you for where you are. We are now. We bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, send a word to us that will transform our life this evening. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name. Let's be seated, please. Praise the Lord. We're going to be discussing short briefing this evening. Before I start, I want to welcome my mother. She's in our midst this evening. You're welcome, ma. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you, ma'am. Today we are going to be talking about actions that are off light in a relationship. The actions, the things that you do that can switch off the light in your relationship. So when we discuss it, you know what to avoid when you get into a relationship. When I mean relationship, I mean courtship, I mean marriage, any dating, any kind of relationship. The things that you do that will just switch off the light that is on and take it off. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. And one of it is what we call nagging. Praise the Lord. Nagging is one of the things that can switch off the light of your relationship. Nagging is when somebody is constantly disturbing you on a particular issue. Praise the Lord. Some persons are persistent on a particular issue. Whether you're comfortable in doing it or not, they are just persistent. And constantly, when they finish on this issue, they always have something complaining about. That is what we call nagging. Praise the Lord. No nagging person can ever win over the other person. When you are a nagging person, you naturally drive people away from you. Nagging, another word for nagging is complaining. Even God himself cannot survive in the atmosphere of complainants. So also we, the human beings that he created, nobody can survive a woman that is a nagger. Nobody can survive a man that complains too much. It just start giving your relationship, your love, it start giving it a distance before you know it. Even Bible said, they that complained in the wilderness, they died there. So everyone that complained in a relationship killed the relationship. Praise the Lord. You know, people start, initially they start putting up with you with time. You know, a man that used to be all over you, before you know, he's drifting away. Praise the Lord. So nagging is one of the things that will sniff love, life off your relationship before you know it. May you not be found there in the name of Jesus. Nagging is a choice. You can choose to nag or choose not to nag. You can choose to complain or choose not to complain. Praise the Lord. Nagging is an enemy to a relationship. Like I said, nagging will sniff life off any person. Any wife, the Bible said it is better to stay at the rooftop than to stay with a nagging woman in the same house. Is that bad? It is better you are not in the house than to be in a house with a woman that nags. I know of two people, a guy that had two relationships, and when he was about getting married, he had extra ordinary quiet girl, and he had the other one, it was a lousy and a loud girl. Every normal person to you, if you would rather think when you want to make a choice of a wife, you prefer this one to the other one. But to everybody's surprise, when he was picking a wife, he picked the lousy one. And I was asking, why did you choose this one other than the other one? He responded, he said, you don't know her. She can quietly nag life off your life. You know, there are people like that. They are quiet. They'll be nagging you. Your body will be peppering you. And you'll be reacting. People will be like, well, she's quiet. But it's you that know she's a nagger. She just keep nagging you. It keeps saying the thing until life is off you. So if you have a relationship and you wonder why men will tell you, I want to marry you today, and all of a sudden, they are not picking your call, check your attitude. Praise the Lord. Attitude can make any person you know just drift away from you. Especially the attitude of complaining. You know, people that complain, is not their fault. Or people that don't even complain, not that they don't see things that they could complain about. But you can just choose not to always complain. You can overlook things. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. So nagging is one of the things that will sniff love or life off your relationship. Praise the Lord. I said nagging is like complaining. There is nothing that displeases God like people that nag. So there is nothing that displeases a man or a woman like somebody that nag. If you do not want to remain single or idle, take the attitude of complaining and nagging away from you. Because that will make any woman to leave you. Or that will make any man to keep you at bay. He doesn't want to get close to you. Because you don't. Nobody wants a nagger. There are nobody. The Bible said you are a helper. Or the Bible said you are a protector if you are a man. It didn't say you are brought into any person's life to nag the person. Everybody, like we're discussing, and they said there is no family without an issue. There is no complete man or complete woman. If you want to be complaining, you have a lot of things to complain about. But you could choose not to complain. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. God hates men that complain. So also men, when I mean men, I mean mankind, a man and a woman, also hate things that make them to complain. Most people that nag also argue. I don't know if you know. 80% of people that nag, they argue. They love to argue. There are a lot of guests that are not married today because of arguments. You get somewhere, or maybe a guy takes them somewhere, and two people are discussing. They will just choke their mouth. They will be on the other side and be arguing the matter. So they will not leave the space for them to be arguing. When they are finished arguing, they thought they succeeded. When the girl leaves, they'll say, where you foresee that, babe? Now, wow. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. But to her, she's social. She's been able to interact. But no, meanwhile, she have lost a husband. So if you are a person that argues so much, it will affect your relationship. Because these are some of the things that delays your marital destiny. And you'll be in church every time praying to God that I have not seen a husband, I have not seen a wife, but it's just things around you that have not made you to go. So nagging attitude can hold you back. It can make you forever be a single person. Or you don't know you can be married, even if you pave your way, if you pretend to marry. You can be married and single. Your husband will not like to come from work. Or your wife will just want to be avoiding you. So you'll still be married and you are single. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. So, I want to show you some of the ways you can avoid nagging. You can, you know, deliberately not want to nag. And one of those ways, one of how to remove a nagging attitude, because it's a strong one, you need to ask God for help. Praise the Lord. I used to love to talk on everything. I asked God for help. Because at times you may think you know so much. So I was reading a book and somebody said, if you always talk more than you know, you are a fool. Learn to talk lesser than you know. That changed my mentality. So if I get somewhere, I will know the thing, you know, they'll be discussing it, I'll keep quiet. It took the grace of God, because sometimes your mind will be saying, talk, talk. You know, you have to withhold yourself. And with the grace of God, you'll find out when you keep doing it, before you know it, like I tell people, grace is when you try. The more you try, the more God engrace you to do more. So you find out when you try, then you just keep seeing that you are able to overcome. So you need God to stop nagging. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Another way to stop nagging is deliberately learn to ignore things. It's a deliberate attitude. It's not something that can just come to you overnight. So you have to deliberately learn to overlook things. It's not everything that the mouth say that the mouth must say. So you have to learn to deliberately not say things. Praise the name of Jesus. That is another way for you to ignore nagging. And the third way is to learn patience. Patience is the gift of the Spirit. So you can also get that from God. Somebody said that impatience is a potential mental illness. When you are not, you always want to, it's a potential mental illness. It's not normal. When you are not able to hold yourself. So patience is the gift of the Spirit. You have to ask God for patience. Praise the Lord. Another thing that can sniff or that can take off life of your relationship is anger. Because of the discussion or the teachings I will have next Sunday, I won't really go deep on anger, but I'll tell some things to you. Then next week we'll go deep inside it. Anger is an emotion, just like every other emotion. And anger is a secondary emotion. Anger is always caused by something else, by a huff, by a disappointment. Something would have happened that will fill up your anger tank. Praise the Lord. Anything that somebody does to you, first of all, it will irritate you, then it will not transform to anger. And anger is also a choice. You can choose to be angry or choose not to be angry. But the thing that is worst about anger is that you could be angry and the other person doesn't know. It will look as if you are drinking poison and you are expecting another person to be sick. You are the one that will carry the load. Anger has a way, it's a destroyer of relationship. He sniffs life off your relationship. Praise the Lord. And he sniffs life off you and all the people around you. You know when you're angry, you just spray it. It's a can. It's like you have a can. Just spray it to any person. And somebody will begin to say, what did I do to him? And if you're not careful, by me spraying my anger, I'll be filling up your anger tank. And before you know it, you're spraying other people. So it's just like it's a constant thing. It keeps going up. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Anger is a dangerous substance to a relationship. It's a dangerous one. Praise the Lord. I met a lady that was counseling some time ago. And he said, I could have long been married. But when I get angry, I say things. So even when I come back to say I'm sorry, they just still go off my life. And I told her, I said, if you say you are sorry, you have not erased that thing that you have told somebody. there is my principle. Even those days I used to insult people, like when I was not really born again. I cannot tell you your fault. Let's say you have one and a half leg. If I'm even quarreling with you, I can say your head is not correct. Those things doesn't matter. But by the time I say you one and a half leg, those are words that can never leave you. You will keep sitting there and be thinking about it and will be making you angry. I cannot be your friend. Even when you say, I forgive you. Once in a while, you remember, it's my leg that you now saw. Praise the Lord. So anger make people to destroy their relationship. They say wrong things. I know of another person, when he get angry, will forget 5 pounds on your head. By the time the guy is able to recover from 5 pounds, he's not thinking of marrying you. A man that you were angry and you forgot 5 pounds, then you not say, I'm sorry. No. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Anger is a strong feeling or of displeasure. It's a strong when you feel, you know, you're strongly displeased with this person. That is what anger is. But you can control it. The Bible knows how dangerous the substance of anger is. That's why it said get angry, but don't let it go to bed with you. There are holy anger. There are some things that you see that you need to react to. But don't let it stay in you. Don't let anger be a welcome guest in your heart. It will destroy you. Like I said, we'll talk about it next Sunday. Anger is one of the causes of heart attack. It blocks your arteries in your system. It's one of the causes of death right now. You see people in Lagos, a lot of people are always angry. It destroys you. Even you, the carrier. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. And no man or no woman can stand an angry person. I used to know somebody, then he was asking me out for marriage. One of the reasons why I didn't marry, it was anger. When he's angry, he would tear his cloth like Mkonga. I said, God, don't be me. He would have been blowing my head and my face. Now he'll come to a meeting, one face is swollen. Praise the Lord. So you can have everything. Because of anger, people will disregard you. So if you want to keep your relationship, you want it stronger, you want to get married on time, please, you know, default or empty your anger can. You can deliberately empty your anger can. Praise the Lord. There are some people, because of anger, they've left their working place. They get angry, they will insult a guy, who are you, sir? They will forget that they don't have job in another place, so, but because they just can't control it, they will talk to the guy anyhow. I know a guy that had his oga. You know, he was abroad and he left the camera place where they could see. He said the oga is always making him angry. He's a white boss and he's a black person. So he feels it's because he's black. He now left where camera could see. He now had him and hold his ass. So the guy could not really explain that he actually beat him. He was saying, but they said, where is it on camera? They couldn't see it on camera, but from that day, he never got promotion until he left the place. Praise the Lord. When the organa see he passed this place, he'll pass the other place. Say, this monster, he wants to kill me. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. There is a recent story of a lady that killed her husband. I don't know how many people read it. That's anger. Why? Because the husband did not buy baby food and diapers. Now that he's dead, have you bought the baby food? No. That's what anger will do for you. She, as at the time she was doing it, there is a spirit that's taking over her. She didn't just know. So she first of all used pistol to hit the man. And when he fell down, he started using knife to choke until he was dead. Just because of a baby food and a diaper. That's what an angry person will do. So we have to pray to overcome anger. Because that could just be your problem. Some men will like you, or some women will like you. The moment they discover that thing, they are off. They said, I can't have this one as a husband. Praise the Lord. I watch usually one of my favorite television is Crime Investigation Network. I watch it because of what I do. I see how Satan have turned marriage to be something else. So he helped me, make me to have more passion for what I'm doing. There was one particular man that killed his wife. What happened? The woman, like I told you, anger is a secondary emotion. The wife was cheated on him. That's the hurt. Then hurt now turned to anger. And the man carefully arranged that. They said it wasn't going to work. And the lady said it was going to work. So he kissed her and she left. And went to go and rent a car. He knew the way that the wife would pass to work. Just rent the car and kill, you know, run over the wife, kill her, take the car, discharge and, you know, go and keep the car and come back home. So by the time they were investigating, they noticed when they told him the wife was dead, there was not so much shock like somebody that have lost somebody that he'd been married to for 16 years. So after much investigation, they now find out, so the man that rents this car, look at what he did and look at what he did. So that's what anger could land you where you least expect. And they gave him 90 years jail sentence. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Another thing that can take up the light of your relationship is distrust. Distrust. There is nothing that of the life of any relationship like this. Distrust. I can only be in a relationship with somebody I trust. How many of you know that? You can be in a relationship with who you don't trust. We call on God because we trust him. You can relate. There are some things you can't tell anyone, but you can tell God because to some extent you trust God. To a large extent you trust God. And even without trust, you can't even be with God. He doesn't want people that don't trust him. So he doesn't do things for people that are not, you know, trustful. So no person can be in a relationship with you when he can't trust you. Praise the Lord. The moment somebody is discovering some things he doesn't know about you, you know, you start seeing that light that used to be, you know, that light that used to be beaming or beeping in the relationship, before you know it, it's over. So for you to have a successful relationship, you have to learn to work on your trust level. Somebody needs to trust you. You need to be open. The lie that Satan tells you that you can have two relationships, in case this one doesn't work, this one will work, is a lie. You want to destroy your trust level. Because the moment a woman knows I'm not the only one, there is no way he can give you the full heart. The moment a man knows I'm not the only one, he can't marry you. That's the truth. He will just be playing along with you. But the relationship, there won't be any serious thing in the relationship. So trust is another thing that can kill your relationship faster than you know it. Praise the Lord. Distrust is a feeling that you can no longer rely on somebody. That this person, even in business, when business partners doesn't trust you anymore, they don't want to do a whole lot with you. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Recently, I called a company. There is this particular guy that used to help us supply a product. And we used to give to him until he sold and he went to go and buy with our money and not return. But now he now said, I have a business. I have to call the company. Does he actually have that APO? And how many does he have? Can you pay to us directly? Because if not, we can't give him. But we used to be able to give him. But, you know, trust have been abused and we don't want to give him directly. That's how it is with a relationship. Any form of relationship. When trust is not there, then no relationship. May God help us in the name of Jesus. Trust is the foundation for any relationship. It is also the ladder that love climbs on to the top. You know, you can't love any person you don't trust. So trust is the foundation for love. Trust is the ladder that love can take love to its destination. So trust is a key word in a relationship. It is so key. It's not something you play with. So if you want to get into a relationship and you want it to get to where you want it to be, first of all, start developing trust. Praise the Lord. I told you of a story of how I wanted to go to Federal Palace at the time I was dating my husband. And I told him, then he was abroad, that I needed to go and give account package to somebody in Federal Palace. I had already told him and said, okay, I will need a friend to go with me. And when I saw the friend, I went with her. But when we went there, I saw the man at the compound of the Federal Palace, and we exchanged, we did business. But the friend I took there, and I called him, that, huh? Your wife-to-be entered inside Sheraton, stayed there, oh, and he not came out. But the reason why the relationship wasn't off was because of the level of trust and openness. I was the one that told him that I was going somewhere. I could have afford not to carry the person in those and go on my own. So because of that trust level, he told me that this girl said this one. That is what trust does to a relationship. But the moment you are not trusted, you have been doing some things that was funny before, you just not knock, maybe like, you know, carry one or two things together and say, this girl is not my wife. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. I said double dating is not smartness, it's foolishness. The Bible made us to understand you can't serve two masters. You either love one and dislike the other. You can't serve God and mammon. That's the same way it is. You can't date this one and date this one. I don't buy the idea of having two relationships or don't have your eggs, all your eggs in one basket. Have all your eggs in one basket and look at it very well. Bring your diligence, bring your patience, bring your prayers into the basket. The basket will grow in your eye. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Then, number four. Another thing that will destroy light in a relationship faster than you can imagine is sex before marriage. Praise the Lord. It will destroy it faster than you can imagine. Because it's like the eyes. You know, it's that thing that you are nurturing that is making all your body to shake. The moment it's taking off, the light is off. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Sex before marriage, end a relationship before it begins. Notice, any girl you see that does not give you the privilege to know her, then you start sleeping with her, you will not even bother to want to know her. I said something. If, as at the time I got into university, they gave me my degree, my 100 level, I won't be interested in reading. What's the point? Praise the Lord. There won't be point. I've gotten my degree, so what am I looking for? I will just disappear from the school. That is the way it is when you have sex before you get married. Praise the Lord. Sex before marriage is Satan's devices to delay marital destiny, especially for women. It delays your marital destiny. It will just hold you. And you say, oh, I don't know, if I don't sleep with him, he will go. Even if you sleep with him, a man that will go. In fact, it's the way for you to know if you want to stay or not. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. So if you know you don't want to be single for a long time or even forever, you keep away sex from relationships. Praise the name of Jesus. Satan know God hate fornication. So he bring, he paints relation, he paints it. It paints sex. You now look as if, as at that time, your life depends on it. Praise the Lord. God saw hate fornication that in the Old Testament, he killed 31,000 people in one day. It may not be physically killing people, but people's destiny is also shortened in one day. That's the truth. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. I know the story of a lady back in school, was dating a guy, and you know, they were sleeping from school. It was a normal thing. And suddenly she got born again, and the guy is not even talking about marriage. If you want anything, do him one kind, he call you. So why would he be talking about marriage? But she has to take a decision and said, see, we are not sleeping again. You know, it was tough. You know, somebody you'll be sleeping with and I don't want to sleep again, relationship shake here and there. And for 3 years he did sleep with him. That forced him to marry. Because this one, it have even tested before. Once in a while, he still wants to taste. And the girl is not alive. Say, okay, let me go and see your parents. If he was sleeping, he won't marry. Praise the Lord. He will be saying, I don't have a job. He wasn't having a full job when he got married. But that's the excuse he'll be giving. I don't have a job. Why? He's getting certificates before he enters school. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. You can meet a young man today or a woman that the light in the relationship is just, you know, everything is calling you per second, per minute. Please, if you want it to keep like that, keep your legs closed. I'll come to the guys. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. The excitement in a relationship can be on only when the sex is off it. If you want, even it will make you enjoy life more. When you know there's something you are looking up to than seeing what you would have seen later. So if you really love a woman, there is no point. If you love a man, there is no point. People that are married will tell you, you will have this thing, you will get tired. So what's the essence of rushing into it? There is no point. If you get to know a woman in flesh or a man in flesh, it will blindfold you. You won't be able to really know the person very well. You'll be blindfolded. So you only be able to know him. That's one of the reasons for wrong marriages. Because before you know it, you have started sleeping. So when you start sleeping, you think you have known each other, we have been together because you are knowing the flesh. Do you really know this person? Praise the name of Jesus. Sex before marriage can take God's blessing and protection away from your life. I want everyone to look at this scripture. We won't just read it. We'll look at it. Turn your Bible to Jeremiah 5:7. Praise the Lord. Jeremiah 5:7. And the Bible said, how shall I pardon thee for this? Thy children have forsaken me, and sown by them that are no gods. When I have fed them to the full, they then committed adultery. They assembled themselves by troop to a harlot's house. And 10, he says, go ye up to her walls and destroy, but make no full end. Take away her buttermen, for they are not of the Lord. Then if you read the Amplified, he said, take away, praise the Lord. Amplified is saying, take away her vine, as in her blessings. Take away, there is one word he used in Amplified. You know those trees when they are growing and they'll climb the wall. They'll be growing to the wall. Those are your blessings. That's how you'd have spread. He said, cut it, trim it off. Because they are not of the law. Why? They have committed adultery. Because I've feed them to the full. If you don't have strength in you, do you know you can't sleep with a woman? If they tell you you are HIV positive now, everything in your body, you can't look at a woman. If they tell you you are diagnosed with cancer, you can't be thinking of sleeping with a man. So when I fed them with good health, when I fed them with jobs, when I fed them to the full, they committed adultery. So this is what I will do to them. Praise the Lord. And at the end of Jeremiah 5, he said, God have taken away, Jeremiah 5:25, he said, all these good things are away from your life because you have committed sin. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. And 1 John, if you have your Bible, because at times people can be praying and you are wondering what is taking away. Why is God not answering me? It is just what you are doing. You need to repent from it. Praise the Lord. 1 John 3:4 said, whosoever committed sin transgressed also the law. For sin is a transgressor of the law. Ye know that he have money. Ye know he was manifested to take away our sin, and that sin is not in him. Whosoever that abide in sin, whosoever that abide in him sinneth not. Whosoever that committed sin knoweth not him. So you can't say you are of the Lord and you're committing sin. You don't know him. You are not of him. The next scripture said you are of the devil. Whosoever that committed sin is of the devil. So if sex is what you now enjoy, a woman that you've not married, you are not of God. You are of the devil. If you are really of God, if you have the fear of God in you, that will not be the in thing in your life. Praise the name of Jesus. Another thing, when you commit sex before marriage, it takes away honor away from your marriage. He said, marriage is honorable to all, but bed undefiled. So it means that marriage is not longer honorable the moment bed is undefiled. So you will make your marriage, you will make your married life miserable because you want to have 5 minutes fun. Praise the name of Jesus. Somebody will say, I will ask for forgiveness. Yes, there is grace. But grace have not disregard other laws of God. There is laws of planting and sowing. When you plant, you reap. For instance, a young girl that is born again, go and commit fornication with a guy and get pregnant. The moment she responds back to God, God will forgive, but that baby will not disappear, would he? The baby is there, will deliver the baby. So if you commit sin, God will forgive you, but the law of sowing and reaping is there. So it will not disappear. So anytime you do something wrong, something dies in you. That's the truth. Anytime you do something right, something grows in you. Praise the Lord. Turn to your Bible to Genesis 12. God instructed Abraham to go out of his father's house and go to a place that he will show him. Praise the Lord. And he got to that place, there was famine in the land. And the Bible said, Abraham went down to Egypt. Anytime you went, anything that is of the world, you went down. The moment Abraham was coming, he said, Abraham went up out of Egypt. So anytime you do something wrong, you go down. Anytime you do something right, you come up. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. So sin is a reproach to every life. Don't say you ask for forgiveness. You will, he will forgive you. But what about the things that Satan has stolen from you at the process? What about your destiny? What about the life he took away from you? What about the blessings that were at the corner that... Do you know that when you want to be blessed, Satan knows? He knows the only way he can make God not to do it for you is for you to fall into sin. So he will bring that girl and say, hey, John. Praise the Lord. That John is just like, come and remove that thing from... You know, your head will just be, man, this girl is fine. I know one guy, he was saying, man, this girl is so fine. Then another person now said, if you now take HIV, say, if not here, go and see HIV, make I see her more. Foolishness. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. So that's the same way people are losing their destiny every day because of things that are not things. Because of things that are not things. Praise the Lord. So anytime you go to where God sent you to be, you go up. When you are where God is not there, you go down. May God help us in the name of Jesus. Quickly, so that we can close, ways to avoid sex before marriage. One of the ways to avoid sex before marriage is to search for scriptures related to it. If you know that, you know the scriptures that are related to sexual immorality and it's not pleasant, and you have it in stock in your heart and it's playing in your mind, you are meditating on it. Ordinarily, faith not to do it will grow. The grace not to sin will grow in you because you have the scriptures telling you what God does not want. And see, the people that are not committing immorality right now, they are not as much as people that are committing it. The same way the people are few, the blessings are extraordinary also. How many of you know greatness is not easy? Only a few people get to the top. But the place at the top is an attractive thing. So it is a normal thing to sleep with a girl. But the people that are not doing it are few. The blessings. Bill Gates said, you know, sex has a way of killing your intellect. When you are always sleeping with a woman, the same place that sex control in the brain, that's the same place sexual immorality or sex is in the brain. Even the normal sex with your wife, the same place in the brain, that's the same place that intellect is. So by the time, Satan is very clever. So he makes you start sleeping with a woman from time. So he just kills that. You won't have the ability to be creative. You can't think of inventing anything. Even somebody, a singer said, when you commit sin, he's not a Christian. When you're sleeping with a man, the creativeness to sing or to write, it will start dying. So Satan knows what he's doing. When a child is growing up, he just make fine girls to be around you and you lose God. And so he starts killing your destiny. So the height you would have gone to in life, you just start coming down. May God help us in the name of Jesus. May God help us in the name of Jesus. Another way that you can avoid sex before marriage. When God gives you a relationship, please don't say you are doing Bible study in the same room. Praise the Lord. That's deception, the height of it. You will soon start deceiving yourself. In fact, you will see yourself wearing your underwear back underwear back. That's what you now see, that you are wearing your underwear back. You have done the act. So there is no Bible, there is no man you want to know inside. You don't know a man inside the room. Praise the Lord. You can go to his house or her house just to know. Please, that is not where you'll be familiarizing each other yourself. There are a lot of fast food, there is a lot of places to go. Keep your destiny. Don't say I'm doing Bible study. We are planning wedding. You plan the first wedding for the second one. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. So stay away from an environment that will lure you into sex. You are not a superman. It will happen. Have you ever seen you not keep a goat, you not keep a yam, and you say they are born again? Praise the Lord. God cannot be born again for yam. Praise the name of Jesus. Then when you have a relationship, stop discussing issues that will arouse your body. In the night, a man that said he wants to marry you is asking you, what undies are you wearing? What side do you sleep? Is that what you should be thinking about? By the time you've talked about it, you know your body will be aroused that night. You are not seeing each other. Not that day. Before you know it, when you see each other, that's what you want to do. So talk about something else. The time for courtship is time for knowing each other. It's not those things you should know. Know about his plans. I tell a woman, the two things you must meet with a man. You must meet him with God, you must meet him with a vision. Don't see a man and start asking, do you love me? That question is not important. Where are you going? Because my life will not be dependent on how far you go in life. So the first thing you should be asking, where are you going, brother? Where are you taking my life to? Because when you marry a man that have no vision, your life becomes miserable. So talk about those things. Don't talk about sex. Don't talk about, a man is seeing you, can you sleep with a woman? What kind of rubbish is that? Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Then the fourth way to stay away from sex before marriage is keep the right company. Praise the name of Jesus. If you have friends that are sleeping with women, and they come and tell you how enjoyable it is every time, you soon start. Praise the Lord. That's the truth. You have people that are sleeping with women. They will tell you. I used to know them when I was in school. There were two in the place that we live, like, you know, one room like that. They will come and be saying, they will come and meet. I was the same room with AG. So you people don't know how that thing is. Now, hey, Mugus. You know, by time, they could tell you things and you want to go and exploit. So if you have people that are telling you that you are a Mugu because, so you don't know. Nah, Nabi Mugu. Praise the Lord. So keep away from friends that will tell you things like that. They that used to be civilized, I saw one of them. She's always going to Abuja then. They were the base in campus. He saw me one time, was asking me for 1,000. I said, fool me, this is... Jesus. How come? We were their Mugus. We were going to clap hands in church while they were flying every weekend, Abuja. Today is begging 1,000. How come? Praise the Lord. So the people that are looking at you as Mugu now, I said something, my husband would say, when Pastor Chris was in school, Oyakilome, he was the Mugun of those days. The wives of those days now are now his Mugu. Because they were the one in school doing church. He was the Mugu then. The ones that were wise is now his Mugu. That is how it is when you focus on God. Especially early enough in your life. It will take you farther than you think. I wish I started preaching when I was 20 by now. 10 years later. Hey. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. So the fifth way for you to stay away from sex is to fear God and also respect your glorious destiny. If you know where you are going, you won't play with it. Now that I have where I'm going, I know the direction of my life. What would you trick me into now when I'm already seeing in my spirit where I'll be? What would you tell me? Or you don't know there are married women that are sleeping with people that are there. But what would you do? It can't happen. Why? I respect my future and I have the fear of God inside of me. The Bible said the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. When you fear God, naturally sin becomes secondary. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Then lastly, Know that one with God is one with the majority. Always have that in your subconsciousness. So if a man tell you, if you don't sleep with me, I will not marry, let's share the grace with him. You are the one with majority. Praise the name of Jesus. Share the grace. The grace. So you know when church closed, what do? You share the grace. Everybody goes go home. So if he said he wants sex before marriage, share the grace. You are a friend to the creator of the heavens and the earth. He created men. You just tell him the species you want. He will design and send to you. In case it was not even alive before. That's the kind of God you have. He is the one that created you. He knows what you want. He's not a fool. When he created a man, he created a woman. So he won't stop in your time. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Let's be on our feet. Let's begin to appreciate the name of the Lord for the word we heard. Thank him that God engraced me to follow this instruction that you brought from heaven today. Lord, engrace me to keep your commandment. Engrace me, Lord. Engrace me to keep my destiny away from Satan. Lord God of heaven, engrace me to keep my life, to keep my destiny, to keep my purpose alive. Engrace me, Lord, to get to the heights you want me to get. Engrace me to climb the trees you want me to climb on earth. Oh, masirebo sakata. Vagisherebo sandabaha. Ragisendebohu jerebosa. Vakisandabaha. Say it as you mean it. Say it from the depth of your heart. Zimpokasandeboho sherebo. Ragasarabaha. Give me wisdom to stay away from that which will not please you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I give you, Lord, the glory. I give you, Lord, the honor. I appreciate you, awesome God. I thank you because you are faithful. Blessed be your holy name. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Please, let's be seated in a moment. If this is the first time you are in our presence,